You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Take an apple and just cut it, cut it around this way. Mm-hmm. Some of them weren't in the rings, they were just cut.
You ever hear them called snits?
No, I never heard that.
I was just wondering, in Pennsylvania that's a common term.
I see.
Snits are dried apples.
Oh, yeah.
Did your mother take fruit and boil it and then strain it, put it in glasses, and after it had set a while, been on the shelves for a while, you could spread it on your bread?
Yes, that's jelly.
If you wanted to ask someone for an apple, what would you say?
Well,
or
just have there's some apples out there, and they'd say to you to ask you for an apple. Uh-huh. Well, you might say if the dish wasn't too big, you could say, "Please pass me an apple." Or if you had a bushel basket set there full of apples, you might say, "Hand me an apple."
Mm-hmm. You ever use give?
Yes, give. You can say, "Give me an apple."
You ever say gimme?
Well, that's slang.
Well, I'm a gimme man myself. I think.
But I suppose that you could use that, but I say it's slang. I don't know that it is. But I would judge that it was slang.
It's rapid speech. I mean,
yes.
It's like I have to, which always has to come out, I have to.
Yes.
I can't get that by saying, "Do you ever use?" Because you probably don't know. I know I don't know most of this stuff myself. If someone says, "Do you say it this way or do you say it this way?"
Yes.
I'll sit and I'll think about it and I'll say it both ways. If this apple were there and you had one apple for two pieces, and you had a knife, what could you do to it?
Cut it in two.
Did you ever hear cut it half in two?
Yes.
I think my wife says that. I cut it half in two. If you're talking about a place and you say, "No, it's not here, it's
over there,"
and you want someone to follow you, you might say, "Come
with me."
Or don't go in that direction, come
this way.
Uh-huh. If you don't hear someone when he says something, now we've already got this on the tape and it's foolish to even ask it, but if you don't hear, what would you say to get him to repeat?
Well, you generally say, "Huh?"
I think that's what I say. Hmm? This is a question that's very hard to get. I'll explain it to you when we finish. Let's say there's a man owning an orchard, and you're walking down the street with him, and you're not walking down the street with him, you're walking down the street with someone else, and he's across the street, and a friend says, "Does this man own that orchard?" You say, "No, that's the man
that owns the orchard."
Uh-huh. Now that came out rather well, but you worked hard with me. Now, what we want to get here is "that owns the orchard," the whole phrase, and it's really a clumsy one.
Yes.
It's awfully clumsy. And let's say you're walking down with a little boy, and it's his daddy who owns this orchard. You say, "This is the boy
whose father owns the orchard."
Uh-huh. What did you call the center of a cherry when you were a boy?
Well, a pit is the common usage, I think. A lot of people call it the seed.
Which did you use? Do you remember?
I always called it the seed.
How about a peach? The middle there.
Well, there.